along. I've been all around Kentucky and the state of old Tennessee. And where I lay my old hat down, that would be home for me. See that train, it's coming, carrying my baby away. You know it's going, oh, for I said to leave me, never coming back my way. Charleston for those people dancing in the back. I can't see them, but I'm sure they're dancing. How could you not be dancing? Ah, yeah, dance, people, dance. It's hard to do standing up, I tell you. A jack, a deuce, and a tray. Yes, call me a dog when I'm gone. Lord, Lord, it's old black dog when I'm gone. But when I get home with a $10 bill, Daddy, where you been so long? I learned this from a real little scratchy record. I'm not sure how the fella ended the thing. There, just wanted to see if I could still stand up and play one. It was pretty good. It's a lot easier to play sitting down, I'll tell you. I get a look at you. Yeah, same bunch. Here's the first song I learned to play on a guitar back in the early 60s. I was going to college on the GI Bill. Heard a fella playing a guitar like this, it tickled my ear. I didn't know at the time that it was going to ruin my life. I asked the fella if he'd teach me how to do such a great thing, and he said no. But when he put his guitar away, he gave me a phone number on a matchbook, AX17609. That was Reverend Gary Davis's phone number. And I heard about old Reverend Gary Davis, a blind preacher, used to sing on 135th Street in New York till folk music boomed back in the early 60s and Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded his song about Samson and Delilah. He made a pile of money, built him a house in Long Island we still lovingly refer to as the house that Peter, Paul, and Mary built. So I had the phone number and I give him a ring one day. Asked him if he could teach me to do such a great thing. He asked me if I had any money. I asked him, how much do you need? He said, $5 to get you started. Well, I had $5. I was going to college on the GI Bill. The United States government was sending me $100 a month. You got to love this country. I tell you, that was a lot of money back then. It was more than I was worth. I didn't give the government that much. Sailed around the Mediterranean, raising hell. Did a tour of Italy not too long ago. Started every night apologizing for being the teenager in the bell-bottom trousers with the little white cap that terrorized their villages. They didn't understand a word I said, so it didn't matter. So I got to Reverend Davis's house. It's a long story. Ain't got time to tell you, but it's all on my DVD from the National Storytelling Festival. Candyman, salty dog. Candyman, Salty dog, candy man, salty dog. If you won't be my candy man, I won't be your salty dog. So I got to Reverend Davis's house. He says, what can you play on a guitar? I played him some of this candy man blues. Man, I was proud. He said, good God almighty, you sound like Dave Van Ronk. That was the best compliment I had ever had, but Gary never liked the way Van Ronk changed his songs. I liked it fine. Spent the next 6 hours trying to unlearn Dave Van Ronk's version of Candyman and learn Gary Davis's version of Candyman. Ended up, I couldn't please either of them, but they're both dead and here I am. Do anything in this God Almighty world to keep that Candyman home. Big Leg Ida, Big Leg Ida, Big Leg Ida, woo, Big Leg Ida. Big Leg Ida, Big Leg Ida. I sure do love that Big Leg gal. God knows I do. Played that song for about 6 hours, and then Mrs. Davis called us up for supper. I knew something was brewing because the house smelled really weird. She had been boiling up turkey wings, served them with tomato paste on top and Velveeta cheese, had a big pot of collard greens going, full of pig parts. 1964, I was a long-haired vegetarian with a mustache. It was the most horrendous thing I ever smelled. But I had seconds remembering you gotta suffer to sing them blues. After supper, we was picking and grinning down the basement, smoking cigars. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I said, Reverend Davis. He said, Roy, that's what he called me by then. I said, I gotta get out of here. I got a philosophy class at 8 o'clock. So he said, don't forget. I said, shoot, forget. I'll never forget this as long as I live. He said, what are you talking about? I said, my guitar lesson and my supper. He said, don't forget you owe me $5. So I gave him five. That's where that expression started, 1965. Feel more and more like Forrest Gump as time goes on, I swear. Next day I was back at 10:30, forgetting all about Mrs. Davis might serve lunch. She did. Ronnie, get the bucket, get the baby some beer. Ronnie, get the bucket, get the baby some beer. Do anything in this God Almighty world to keep that candy man home. Third day, Reverend Davis told me not to come by anymore because he was going on a tour. I said, you're going on a tour? I got $50 saved up. Maybe I'll go on a tour with you. And he laughed at me and said, $50 ain't going to get you very far today. But before I left, he said, if you want to go on tour, you can be here tomorrow morning at 6:30. Bring you $50. I'll take care of the rest. Not that I need you, you understand. I said, okay. So I got to old Reverend Davis's house at 6:30 in the morning, banging on the door. And Mrs. Davis came to the door in a house dress with her hair up in curlers. She said, what are you doing here? I said, Reverend Davis said I could go on a tour. I had my little valise with me and everything. She said, well, that train ain't leaving till 6:30 tonight. He's sound asleep. Come in, I'll make you some breakfast. I said, Lord, have mercy. Gingerbread man, Dave Van Ronk. Gingerbread man, Dave Van Ronk. Candy man, Santa Claus. Well, gingerbread man with a raisin for a nose. Gonna eat him just as quick as I can. Give you the short version of that song. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. That's a good one there. Oh, boy, it's nice and toasty here. It's always a pleasure to come back to Florida in the end of May. Who planned this? I'm headed out west to the desert. I'm looking forward to that. You don't sweat as much in the desert. It's a dry heat, they tell you. Last time I was there, my eyeballs dried out. I had to go to the doctor. I couldn't spin them around. I had to move my head around to look behind me, you know. It's terrible. course, won't be there long. It's a couple of one-nighters. That's the blessing of the folk music game today. It's mostly one-nighters. If it sucks, you're gone the next morning. And if it's good, you got a nice memory. Back in the old days, we used to play a week long at a club. You get in trouble in a week, I'll tell you. Do one by my old friend Pink Anderson. Old Pink Anderson wished he could be here at White Springs today, but he's been dead for about 40 years. Pink Anderson made two records in 1928. That was it for him. When I met him, I was sitting on his front porch playing this song. He says, "Who are you?" I said, "I'm Roy Bookbinder." He said, I said, "You Pink Anderson?" He says, "Yeah, I knew that." I said, "I just drove 36 hours looking for you." He says, "Do I owe you money?" I said, "No, I owe you money." He said, "How much?" I said, $50. He said, "Give it to us." I reached in my pocket, peeled a $50 bill off of my roll of ones and give it to him. He looked at it, held it up to the sun, put it in his pocket. Then he inquired how it came to be that I owed him so much money. I said, "I made a record of one of your songs." He said, "A record? You said, people buy it?" I said, "Well, yeah." We became real good friends. Friendship was still pretty cheap in the western part of South Carolina, 1968. Hope you like this one. That intro's on my video, How to Play the Blues Guitar, if you missed it. We got some CDs and videos over there, right over there. I got a little concession stand. No, never too early to shop for Christmas. There it is again. That's on video one. I just want to tell you about a man named Boone. His home was down here in Tennessee. The boy made his living stealing chickens and anything he could see. The Popeye man runs so fast that his feet never stayed in a row. If a freight train passed, didn't matter how fast, the boy would always get on board. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that land. He traveled everywhere. He was known for many miles around, but he didn't get caught and he never got whooped until the police shot him down. Now you know the police hired them an automobile with the purpose just to chase old Boone. They chased that cat from 6 o'clock in the morning till 7:30 the next afternoon. Why, that Popeye man runs so fast that fire did come from his heels. He burned up the cotton and he scorched the corn. He could have drove through the farmer's field. He was a traveling man. Like I said, he certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that land. He traveled everywhere. Ooh, he was known for miles around. But he didn't get caught and he never got whooped till the police shot him down. You know, this boy went to the spring one day to get himself a pail of water. The distance that he had to go was about 2.25 miles. He got there and got his water. Like I said, he started back. Then the boy stumbled and he fell down, ran back to the house, got himself another bucket, caught the water before it touched the ground. He was a traveling man, certainly was. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that. He traveled everywhere. He was known for many miles around. Didn't get caught and he never got whooped until the police shot him down. Ooh, that boy was on the Titanic ship when it was going down. The boy was standing out by the port side. That's right, he had his head hung down. When the boy jumped overboard, everybody said he was a fool, but about 2 minutes right after that, he was shooting dice in Liverpool. He was a traveling man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that. You know that he traveled everywhere. He was known for many miles around. Didn't get caught in a whoop till the police shot him down. Now you know the police caught the traveling man. They had him up to hang one day. The jury man, they asked that cat just what did he have to say. Why, he begged the jury men bow their heads in prayer, crossed a leg and he winked an eye, and he went up through the air. He was a traveling man, like I said. And then shortly after that, my dear friend John Jackson passed away, a great blues man from up in Virginia. And then Dave Van Ronk went and died on us. I couldn't believe it. 3 in 1 year. There's only 3 guys left in the world that made records, blues records, before World War II. It's Henry Townsend in St. Louis. He's about 91 or 2. He plays a little bit still. There's Honey Boy Edwards and Robert Lockwood. Robert Lockwood, of course, is the stepson of the famous Robert Johnson. Lockwood, I just talked to him on the phone yesterday. He just had his 89th birthday. And he works with a 7-piece jazz band now. But he'll still play blues if somebody pays him. But he likes to play that jazzy blues with the big band. He wears suits and ties. So we became friends. He says to me every time, he says, "How old are you now?" I said, "I just turned 60. He said, "You're nothing but a baby." Great man. This is one for my dead friends. This is called "Another Man Done a Full Go Round." This is one I haven't recorded yet. I'm saving this for the next record. I only need 12 or 13 more tunes. This record might never get done. In the old days, you had 2 good songs, you'd make a record. Now, it's really hard. You gotta have a lot of songs to make a damn record. I record now for Peg Leg Records. Nobody probably ever heard of Peg Leg Records. It's my own record company. Our motto down in Polk City at Peg Leg Records is we walk our own damn way. Yes, I recorded for Rounder Records, like I said earlier in the afternoon. Rounder Records, I was with them for almost 12 years, and I realized one day those people had been making hundreds of dollars off of me. I got out of that deal, started Peg Leg Records, and now we're making hundreds a year ourselves, but we know where the money's going. Certain comfort to that. Put them in the ground 6 feet down till you hear that coffin sound. You can weep and you can moan, but you know that old boy ain't ever coming home. Another man done a full go round. Another man done a full go round. We can tell our tales, we can laugh and joke and ponder all day about the words that he spoke. You can't run and you can't hide when death come creeping up by your side. Another man done a full go round. Another man done a full go round. Your biscuits and gravy, you can smoke and drink. It ain't gonna matter what nobody thinks. No more fussing about this or worrying about that. Taking out the dog or letting in the cat. Another man done a full go round. Another man done a full go round. Winter, summer, spring or fall, you got to go when the good Lord calls. Made us laugh until we cried, and I never got a chance to even say goodbye. Another man done a full go round. Put them in the ground 6 feet down till you hear that coffin sound. You can weep and you can moan. You know that boy ain't never coming home. Another man done a full go round. Thank you. Appreciate it.
One more. I'm supposed to do a half an hour, no?
Pardon?
Supposed to do a half an hour, no?
One more? What are you talking about? I'm just getting warmed up here. Half an hour, I'll be up at 10 after. Come a long way. One of my favorite performers at the old folk festival here was Diamond Teeth Mary. You had to drag her off with a hook. God bless her. As soon as I am done, I'm going to go over there and sign you some CDs and DVDs and T-shirts and stuff. Better than the state fair, I tell you. What a beautiful night it is. That's the detuning almost. Time song by the late great Jimmy Murphy from Knoxville, Tennessee. Should have been a big hit when Jimmy recorded it, but didn't go right for him. I recorded this in 96. It should have been a big hit for me, but it was on Rounder Records, and they can keep a secret. Oh, we got some over yonder. This song's called Electricity. Can't see electricity when it's moving down the line. How in the world can you doubt it? You can surely see it shine. When you seek salvation, this old current you will feel. You won't need nobody, tell you that it's real. Now some people don't know good music when they hear it in the air. Some people, they don't know their God when they're kneeling down in prayer. Let me tell you something, and I ain't gonna tell you wrong. When you get salvation, folks, you know it by its tone. Old time salvation that he gave to me and you. I'm feasting on a mountain like Jesus told me to. Why, I'm drinking from God's fountain that runs from up on high. And I'm feasting on God's mountain where God's fountain won't run dry. You can't see electricity when it's moving down the line. But how in the world can you doubt it? You can't surely see it shine. When you seek salvation, this old current you will feel. You won't need nobody, to tell you that it's real. Some people don't believe in religion. Why, they think it's all a fake. But it's as real, good people, as eating a doggone T-bone steak. It's as sweet as any honey. that any old bee could make with a good old sugar molasses and a great big chocolate cake. You can't see electricity when it's moving down the line. How in the world can you doubt it? You can surely see it shine. When you seek salvation, it's current you will feel. You won't need nobody to tell you that it's real. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.